Okay, this is March 6, 2025. It's 9 o'clock, 9:03 actually, and this is the Communication and Technology Committee meeting. I'm taking over for Mr. Booth. Did he happen to say if he was coming at all? Or
he said, please ask Linda to proceed without me.
Oh, okay, so we may see him.
Yeah.
And the first item on the agenda is the call to order.
Okay.
So we're, there's enough of us here to proceed. Okay. And the first discussion is an update on the website and social media.
We had more users all together last month on the website. And they always do this on the first day of the month and the last couple days of the month. I have a spike generally. I bet you that they are looking, trying to log in, because that's how you can log in to get your bill. So that kind of, that just hit me that that's probably what they're doing. Lots of friends from China this month, but the United States was most of our hits.
Excuse me one second.
Yes,
Amelia.
Yeah.
Mark, you gave us a reasonable explanation, I think, the last time around for why we were getting these out-of-town, out-of-country hits. Could you repeat that?
You know, I actually think that was somebody that was a resident that was in the audience.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah.
Please.
I'm not sure I can remember. I think a lot of them are hackers. If you get a website, any website in the world, these hackers that go to every single website in the world and try to hack into it.
Okay.
And another one is people that scrape the website, like Google. They build a copy of the website. That was, I think Google doesn't scrape the whole website every month, but I think there are some that do that.
What is scraping?
Scrape it off the website and copy it over.
Oh, okay.
And another possibility is that your internet service provider or the website provider, somehow they're doing backups possibly at the beginning or end of the month. So there's a number of possibilities, and you know that's probably what they are, because especially because it's at the end of the month, maybe that's scheduling.
Another possibility, like when I run through my VPN, I can say that I'm looking from anywhere. It actually gives me the option of, hey, where do you want it to say that you're coming from?
Oh.
And it goes through, and there's a list of every country in the world.
Huh.
So that's a possibility too.
Somebody else might be doing
Somebody might be doing it here, but running through their VPN, saying that they're someplace else.
Another possibility is a lot of those are from Boardman, Oregon, or wherever that is. And I think that's where Amazon has their cloud servers up there.
Yeah, there's some kind of a big server conglomeration up there.
So maybe somebody, maybe that's where your website provider is backing things up to.
Okay.
So, but
block everything from China and see who calls in and complains.
And while I'm up here, I noticed on those record counts, there was awful lot, I mean, 400 accesses for each committee or something like that, which seems kind of odd. I never seen that before. So,
oh, okay, on our favorite pages?
Yeah. And I just want to note that that seemed kind of different than usual.
Yes. So somebody was researching.
Yeah. For whatever.
I mean, 200 of those are me, obviously.
200?
Well, it's just more convenient for me to go onto the website because I know the order, I know where they all are, than to go back through 10 different, you know, files, depths of file to find it. So I'm a big user.
Yeah, but it did seem a little odd, 400 for each one of the different.
We had a lot of problems this month.
So I was kind of curious on what that is, but we'll probably never know.
We'll never know.
Yeah.
You know, just for the sake of something, clarification perhaps, maybe we could, when you do this, you could just write a little preface or a sheet that kind of explains what might be going on.
If I knew what might be going on, I would gladly do that.
No.
I'm, Linda, no information is better than the wrong information.
We just talked about 4 or 5 different possibilities. It's just a thought because if anybody asks, we've at least given some thought to what might be going on. Yeah.
I'll have Andy help me with that too because he'll be able to kind of hone it in.
Okay.
So, Deers Creek.
And you don't have to really change it very much, you know, I wouldn't imagine.
Okay, just like a little preface page.
Yeah, right.
Of course, Deer Creek, Scott Road Crossing was our number one hit on the website last month because we did have some rain. Next up, we have our Facebook. Lots of views this month. But see how Facebook goes in peaks throughout the course of the month? That's what kind of makes me think that they're looking at the bills on the website. I have started to put the meeting dates and more information on the Facebook page.
Great.
And then as soon as I change anything or post anything, I'd let Beth know and she updates her page. Any questions?
That's good.
Okay, that was easy.
Okay. The next discussion item is strategic communications plan, including the pipeline progress. I don't know that we did anything much, except I did want to compliment Mark for what you wrote on the front page. It was brief, and it was hit the highlights, and I really appreciated that. That was good. My only suggestion is you add a 1, 2, 3, 4 in your paragraph, or you add a bullet, put it on a bullet point. Maybe Amelia could arrange that.
More bullet points. Mm-hmm.
It's my thing.
Okay.
Try to get people to look at it and not be overwhelmed by the fact that there's 4 sentences. You know, in this day and age, I think that we have
way too many.
We have. I think somebody actually said that there's. If they can't do it in 3 or 4 seconds, they cruise right past it. So anyway, I like that. We have a lot of work to do on the pipeline and on communication in general. I feel like it's the committee that gets kind of, who worries about that, you know? It's not the highlight, the improvements committee, the finance committee. Those are the ones people go to, and they want to know everything about it. But at this point, we're dealing with a lot of stuff. And so I'm thinking that we'll keep going the way we are. And ultimately, maybe in a few months, we can start looking at the communication committee as a way of putting this together. We might need some a little help, you know, and I don't know if that's going to be possible or not. But I'm no marketer, and you've got all kinds of stuff to do, and we appreciate the fact that you're doing what you do for us. We have a limited resources. You know, we have 3 or 4 places where we can get communication out to the community, and so we have to keep figuring on how we can get their attention. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, and I do have a public comment on this topic.
Okay, Richard.
Years.
I'd just like to expand on what Linda said. I mean, that was an excellent article. Some people can communicate and some people can't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you probably said, hey, it's easy. I mean, some people just capable of doing it just comes up naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, a couple of spots I was reading through, oh, no. But hey, that was good. I mean, like praising people, thanking them, and that's kind of tired sometimes. But it was effective the way you did it. And everything you did in there was effective. That's how you communicate. I mean, you obviously know what you're doing. You know your stuff. And lots of people do, but they can't communicate it. I was wishing Eric was here because he's pretty much the same way. Because in the board meetings, there's sometimes when he's explaining some complicated stuff, it comes out simple. Not too simple, but simple and easy to understand. And that's what communication is all about, and that's what this committee should be aiming at somehow.
Right,
I really appreciate that. I read that, and I said, boy, that was good. It's nice reading things like
Yay,
that.
Mark.
It's so good.
Hey, Mark.
And now I'm talking about this. This is something Mark Martin used to do as general manager, that he approached things with, you know, this is where we're starting at. He looked, when there's a problem and analyzing, he said, goes to the beginning, analyzes it, looks at all the alternatives, saying why this one isn't good, why this one is good. It's not a decision is made and somebody's justifying it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
sometimes you get good communication, it's really appreciated. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Richard. Anything else on that topic? No? So are we at four?
Yes.
Yes. Communications with the community regarding security issues. The security committee was canceled by me this week because, or this month, because there's an ad hoc committee that's working on a lot of stuff. And so that's where this is kind of taking place. I did want to ask Mark if we had reached a point where we have the video and the feedback and the all the things in place. We know what time incidences happened, so you were able to tell who was on schedule, et cetera. Is that moving along? Is that, do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah, we've worked our way through all the issues and the mistakes that have been made the last several weekends. We're making some changes on the schedule. And I would say we actually had a good report this past weekend.
Yeah,
and
I saw that.
And it was very positive. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read that because
sure.
I think it was very positive. And it just shows, you know, and again, just like with the article, every new thing that you do, you're going to have some growing pains and you're going to need to work through it. And we certainly had that. I feel like we are coming out on the other side of it. We've beefed up a lot of the training to address specific concerns. We've adjusted the schedule, as I said, and it's working. And so we got a good report this past weekend from the individual that set up a private complaint email account, and this is somewhat paraphrasing, but this is more or less what that person wrote. Job well done by security. On February 22nd, 2025, at approximately 10:30 p.m., an unknown person made an entry into a resident's backyard on Colbert Drive, presumably from the golf course, and pounded loudly on the backslider for several seconds. CSD security was called, and a CSD community service officer responded. The CSO informed the resident they would log the incident and advise the resident to alert the sheriff's department. The CSO parked outside the home for approximately 30 minutes in case the person returned. And I would just say this is another really great example of the level of service that CSD security can provide the community when we're able to fill all the patrol shifts. And just, you know, it's nice to see, it's important to see the criticisms because we take those to heart and we want to provide the best service possible. And so, you know, if there are issues or problems, we need to get the feedback because we need to stay on top of it. It's also nice to get a message every once in a while that, hey, this was really great service that was provided, because I know those guys are out there, those men and women that work in CSD security, they're out there every day trying to do their best job and trying to provide the best service they possibly can for the community and keep the community safe and secure. So thank you very much.
I just have a couple comments to that. I think we need to separate a little bit the issues that we were having at the gate. Those were brought to us by the community, and the community is very concerned about that, and the gate folks are, they need to have a mature approach to things, and we need to be very aware of what the community is telling us. So not to take away from what happened and how the patrol officers handled that. That was great. And we've had other situations where our patrol officers were really terrific. They did what they could do legally, and then they reassured people and answered the call, so to speak. But I see that a little separate from the gate situation. So I think we need to continue communicating with the community and listening to their concerns and taking that in a somewhat separate look at how well we're doing. That the gate situation came up quickly. It came up dramatically, quite frankly, and I think that our problems with security definitely have a lot to do with how many people we have, but it also has to do with who we have. So that, for me, as far as communication from the community is concerned, they need some reassurance. So hopefully we can get that going. I don't know how else to say it, but that's as far as communication with the community and security issues. I think we need to point out to people that what is happening, like in your report for the board, that'll be really important for people to hear, that when they call, they got a response. I just think that the gate situation is also, I just think it's really important, and I think we can't ignore the community's concerns related to that. Not that we are, but I think that's a big issue. Okay. Questions and answers from this is discussion item 5.
Very good. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Richard, thank you.
Yeah, just expanding on what you're saying, that I think the attitude we're hearing here is exactly what we need. Uh-huh. We need people to know that, hey, we're listening to you, we want your comments. Uh-huh. If you got some criticism, tell us. Uh-huh. And, you know, we're not perfect, but we're trying to. We'll do what we can do.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we need. So.
Thank you. I meant to ask one other question, which now, of course, has left my mind. Oh, is there much use of the new email that we put together for security?
We are getting feedback. Okay. In that email, and it's being checked every day. Yes.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm glad to hear that people are using it. Okay. Item number 5, questions and answers from the community concerning the Integrated Water Master Plan. Amelia, could you kind of elaborate on what you're trying to do there?
So I've been working with Stephen. He did, at the board meeting, he asked that I have them prepared for today. I have had competing priorities, and so he said that I didn't need to have the report ready for today, but I will have it for the Improvements Committee on Tuesday. I am going through the list of questions and answers, and I'm finding questions that weren't answered or weren't completely answered. I'm going to make a list of those questions presented at Improvements, and then the committee will take the next steps to get them answered.
Okay, so. Great. So you've got a plan and you're working the plan.
Yeah, I've got a plan. I'm working the plan. I'm 2/3 of the way done with going through the questions. So as soon as I'm done with today's giant project, I'll finish it, or else I'll do it tomorrow. From tomorrow.
And you're getting the help you need. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Richard, comment.
Again, this is communications, and I think the way those questions was handled was an excellent example of poor communication. I mean, we didn't get answers. We were asked to put in our questions, and it came across loud and clear. Nobody was interested in Randy Jenko, where he wanted to approve that with those questions hadn't been answered. That tells me a lot about Randy. I mean, they don't care. Some people don't care. So, I mean, that was very effective communication if you wanted to communicate that, hey, we don't care.
So, Richard, where did you send your questions, if I may?
I didn't have too many. I sent them to the board.
Okay, so then they would have come through me.
I think so.
Because at this point, I am going back through, literally going back through old emails to make sure that I am culling all of those questions. And I think that even when I'm done finding what I can find, I think that I'm still going to hear that I didn't
probably, get everything.
Yeah. You're right?
Yeah.
Because it's just searching through old emails at this point.
Yeah. I didn't have an awful lot of questions. I think I basically boiled down to two questions I had.
Okay.
And if you'd like, I can send a copy of that to you again. Okay. And but I was more interested in everybody else's questions. They were asking good questions that I wanted to know the answers to. A lot of those were presented as answers to the questions, but they're responses. They weren't answers. They were responses.
Thank you.
So,
yeah.
But, I mean, that's terrible communication. So, okay, thank you.
We got questions from several different places also, if I want to highlight that. we got questions sent in here. We got questions from the town hall meetings. And then we had serious questions, or complicated questions, I should say, from people in the community, Janice, John. And those were questions that took a lot of it took a serious amount of time and energy to try and answer those, and those are the ones I think that were somewhat skimmed over, for lack of a better way to put it. And I'm hoping that when we get through this process that we will have an opportunity to look at the topics that were questioned as well as just the questions themselves, and some of the answers that I saw to the questions were very, you know, very not thought out. Basic, let's get this question answered kind of things. So, and I have to say that is not good communication, but there's a lot to be taken apart in that process, and I appreciate, Amelia, that you are trying to help us do that.
But there'll be probably some that...
And
then we'll get them again, and we'll do our best again.
And the theme of the questions, or the the theme of the questions, as far as the Integrated Water Master Plan was concerned, were pretty broad. And when we're talking about the Integrated Water Master Plan, so much has come up in that process that it's pretty hard to weed that all out. But I think that some of the more difficult questions are the things that are going to be we're going to be dealing with going forward, improvements. Anything else as far as the community?
I think that there was a lot of questions that were asked by multiple people in different ways, and so they just tried to, and I almost feel like they tried to meld all the together at just to have one giant question and then one answer for it. So.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a patrol guy right there. Oh, I thought he was waiting for you, sorry.
Okay. So,
okay.
More to be found out about that
Tuesday.
Going forward.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Okay. Item number 6, Field Operations Technology Project Form. I'm sorry that Eric isn't here. I wanted to ask both Eric and Mark if you had a chance to look at it, if it's a format that you think you could work with.
Since Mark is new, can you tell him a little bit about this form and the purpose of it?
We did talk about it last time, but...
Did we?
Yeah, I think we did. But anyways, this was a long time ago now, it seems like it was years and years ago. It was a few years ago. It was 2019 when this board first got going. One of the things that I always found difficult and concerning was every month we would have projects and things that were happening, whether they were emergencies or issues or, as I said, projects. And I couldn't keep track of it. And we would answer some of it from the reports, and some of it, it would just kind of float away. And one example of that was that property and the wooden bridge, and the fact that we needed to transfer that property from CSD over to RMA. And we identified the problem, and then, what is it, years that it took to solve that problem.
They were talking about that when I very first started in July of 2019. Yeah.
Right, right. So my thought process went to, when you've got a big item like that, not the day-to-day stuff that happens that we're prepared for and we're doing, but when we have a big item like that, or we have something that's going on that we need to keep track of, and we need to not make it so hard to find what's happening in certain ways. And yes, some of it gets talked about at the board, but the process and the way that it ends up coming to a conclusion is something that I think we need to know. So anyways, I thought up this little form, and we started using it, and then Paul left and other people left, and and it just stopped. I don't think that Michael, he may have done it a couple of times, but I don't think that it was part of what continued. So my suggestion is that we see if this is a format that you can use. If you feel like it's too much work, that was the complaint. Oh, we have so much to do, we can't do this. So what do you think about it, Mark?
Yeah, I think it's doable. I guess if we just define the type of items you want to see on here, and if they're big projects, I mean, realistically, it would just be putting it on one time, and then it would probably be on there for several months, and it would be an easy way to give updates and keep track. I think it's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
As I look through the one, at least
the example
one through three, I peruse this. I don't think one item on here was ever completed. A lot of it has to do with the accounting and business office.
Well,
so I was looking. I looked at this in the packet this morning. I'm like, what are these things? This isn't done.
See, we need to keep track of this.
Okay. Well, you know what? There's that saying, right? What gets measured gets done. So I think this is fine. This shouldn't be too difficult to do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And okay. I'll chat with Eric about it after the meeting. Gail, you have a comment?
Yeah. Years ago, I took EMT training, and one thing they said, if you didn't document it, it didn't happen.
Right, right. Right. Thank you. I so appreciate the support for this, because I felt like I had a defect because I wasn't able to keep track of all this stuff. Every once in a while, I'd think, whatever happened to that bridge thing?
Yeah.
So if we can get any suggestions that you have for changing the format, and maybe we could ask for like monthly that you look at this. And make your list of things that you think we need to address, that would be great.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you like to see that, a draft of what it would look like with the projects on it, next communications meeting?
That'd be great if we can do that.
Okay.
Amelia, just make a note that we want to bring that discussion item back to the table.
And then they'll probably have it updated with the projects that we're currently working on by then.
Yeah.
Which would be awesome. We'll get it going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry Eric isn't here. He's going to have probably a pretty long list.
Well, I showed it to him, and he says, I can update this right now. Do you want me to update? And I said, no, Linda said she just wanted to look at the format and talk about it and see if it was something that we could do again.
Okay. Any other, item number seven, any other comments from the public? We're all set? Okay, and I've made all of my comments and suggestions, so we are going to adjourn the Communications and Technology Committee meeting at 9:33.
Thank you.